Good afternoon. You are listening to Guild Investments Podcast. Today is August 13, 2018. Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, please hit the subscribe button below. You can also visit us at www.guildinvestment.com to receive email updates on a weekly basis from us. We'll talk global economics, stocks, currencies, and cryptocurrencies. Today on our podcast, we have Anthony Danaher, president of Guild Investment Management.
Good afternoon, investors, and thanks for joining the Guild Investment Podcast for the week ending August 17th, 2018. This has been an exciting week, even though we're in the end of earnings season, and it's been the August doldrums where markets are usually quiet, a lot of people are on vacation. We've had a very eventful week for markets. It started off looking pretty scary as drama unfolded in emerging markets surrounding the Turkish lira and the issues with respect to President Trump stiffening some of the tariffs against Turkish steel as the Turkish lira fell. And this kind of exacerbated the Turkish lira's decline, and markets became concerned. One of the things we're looking at is the dollar index. Every day is one of the things we check, because a dollar gets too strong, it does create some stress, especially in emerging markets. But by middle of the week, the lira had bottomed and was starting to bounce. You had some reports out of Qatar that they were going to help the Turks with a $15 billion bailout, and that seemed to improve the sentiment towards emerging markets. But given the landscape, there's a divergence between the U.S. and the rest of the world with respect to economic growth. The U.S. is very strong. The rest of the world is weaker. And interest rate policy. We're rising rates in the U.S. and the rest of the world is still stuck on very low interest rates. And the problem is that there's a lot of dollars that have been borrowed over the last decade. A lot of dollars borrowed by global players. And that dollar debt, that dollar denominated debt, becomes a problem as the dollar rises. So Argentina faced similar stress this week, but they took kind of an unorthodox approach and hiked their interest rates to 45%. Turkey decided not to do it. They didn't want to raise interest rates. Instead, their administration kind of dug in for a fight, you know, a lot more nationalist rhetoric. And in the end, you know, we'll see what happens. But the rising of interest rates in Argentina and then later in the week in Indonesia demonstrated that some governments are willing to defend their currency by doing what needs to be done, and that's raising interest rates. Turkey and Argentina are severe cases, but they're not alone in the emerging market currencies. Other emerging market currencies have tumbled, notably Russia's ruble. It's declined along with the same vigorousness because of United States potentially putting sanctions or tariffs on Russia later this year. Between July 30th and August 10th, the ruble dropped 8.2%. The lira in Turkey dropped 24% over the same period. They were both working their way lower, but this first 10 days of August really showed what the declines can do to emerging markets. In Turkey's case, the tariffs and the tightening prompted a standoff. There's a pastor, Andrew Brunson, a resident of Turkey since the 90s, who's been accused of complicity in working to overthrow President Erdogan, and he's been under house arrest. In Russia's case, there's a concern that very harsh sanctions could be put on Russia for the attempted assassination in the United Kingdom of some previous Russian agents. And this remains to be seen if these sanctions are going to come into play, but it does increase the overall nervousness about foreign markets, about emerging markets. Another thing that's to be considered is Turkey is a member of NATO. And as a member of NATO, the U.S. doesn't look too kindly as Turkey decides it wants to buy some defense electronics from Russia. So we're seeing a pattern emerging, and the emerging markets are all trading in tandem, looking at a few countries, Turkey, Russia, and it's bleeding over. China has other trade issues with the U.S., but it's making the opportunities a little bit more narrow in the world. And so money just keeps flying into the United States because of our rising interest rates and strong economy. One of the things that we've noticed is that tariffs, which are economic pressures, and sanctions, which are more political pressures, are becoming the new mechanism for diplomacy around the world. And it is changing many of the opportunity sets that we see taking place. These are the early days of this kind of diplomacy, and we expect it to continue. So investment implications, what should investors do? Political and economic events are very closely tied. Economics are going to be used more and more as, we don't want to say weapons, but as tools to get effects between countries. And this is something that investors will have to deal with on an increasing basis going forward. A couple other things happened that caught our eye this week. A lot of excitement about, you know, in technology about augmented reality and virtual reality. We view augmented reality as the more likely winner, the more likely field that will be able to be investable. Analysts believe that the augmented reality technologies have much more immediate promise than do virtual reality, both commercially and gaming. Ultimately, there's computing is going to take us to new areas. And we are, just like everybody else, trying to imagine what the future is going to look like. What are the new technologies going to bring? What are the new investable opportunities that augmented reality, virtual reality, are going to bring to us as investors? We're looking for these opportunities, but it's early. One of the things that caught our attention is, if you remember the movie Minority Report, from the year 2002, many of those technologies were far-fetched when the movie came out, but many of them we're using today. And so we want to continue to look for the companies and the industries and sectors that are at the forefront of these. NVIDIA is a chip company, Wayfair, Google, or Alphabet, Facebook, Microsoft. These are all companies using augmented reality, artificial intelligence, to change the world in which we live, to change all the interfaces in which we communicate and with which we use technology. So again, we want to continue, even though the markets are sloppy, even though the markets are selling off, we want to continue to look for the opportunities taking place and developing for investors. As I mentioned before, the U.S. is still the strongest economy. We have the strongest market. Money is flying into U.S. assets from around the world. Our interest rates are falling because money is coming into U.S. bonds, because U.S. bonds have higher yields and a stable currency, and the currency's actually been strengthening. But we're bullish because underlying all of that, you have strong economic growth and strong corporate profit growth. For the first 6 months of the year, U.S. corporate profits are up 23% on average. And that is very conducive to investors being able to make money. Strong corporate profit growth, with the U.S. P.E. ratio for the overall market is now as low as about 16.7 times next year's earnings. And that's not outrageously expensive when you consider how fast earnings are growing. So we do look at interest rates, we look at the dollar, we want to make sure that earnings growth trajectory maintains. But right now, we just don't see enough ingredients to make us negative on investing. That being said, August and September are usually difficult months for investors. Much of Europe is on holiday and paying little attention. European banking, bond, and currency markets have often been unsettled in August, and this year is no exception. This year, the trigger seems to be Turkey and emerging markets. That could be over soon. It could turn into a fourth quarter rally very quickly. So we want to maintain some optimism that in this difficult market, in this volatility, opportunities are being created, Opportunities are being created in the U.S. and abroad, but one of the things that trying to figure out right now is, what about China? Their stock market has fallen a lot, with other emerging markets down over 20%. Is it time to get invested? We had an earnings report earlier this week from Tencent, one of China's largest tech companies, that disappointed. The stock fell way back, but by the end of the week, it was rallying and was higher than it was trading at before it reported earnings. Next week is Alibaba, another big Chinese bellwether. So we're going to look for these for opportunities that maybe it's time to get a little bit more bullish on foreign markets, that maybe some of these, you know, fear-filled periods are coming to a close. But we're just recognizing that the best market right now has been and continues to be the U.S. But we're going to look at other places for opportunities. Gold is suffering under the same kind of malaise that emerging markets suffer whenever the dollar gets strong. When the dollar's strong, gold becomes a difficult place to invest. So we're going to watch that dollar closely. One of the issues impacting the dollar is that Turkey has been forced to sell. I saw a statistic earlier this week that in 2017, the largest central bank buyer of gold in 2017 was Turkey. Well, as their currency has fallen 40% in recent weeks, they've had to sell a lot of that gold. And so that's putting tremendous pressure on the price of gold. We think a bull market for gold will eventually come back. But right now, you just have to get through this period where money is flying to the U.S. looking for opportunity here. And so we as investors are doing the same. Want to just remind people, please hit subscribe if you'd like to be getting these on a regular basis. And we look forward to talking to you next week. Come visit us at www.guildinvestment.com for more. Thank you.